For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning, middle of the week. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. Hey, I hope you're checking our website for upcoming events. I've always promised that I will bring upcoming dates on the broadcast. I know I don't want to use all the airtime, but just so you know, South Shore in Metairie, Louisiana, right, we're using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church for a teaching. It'll be a Tuesday night, men and women, all denominations, and that's February the 19th, 7 o'clock. We go in, we do a little hellos, and then I go right into the teaching. And I'm teaching on a 1 Samuel with David, and it's called What to Do When Your Back's Up Against a Wall. Have you ever been there? I have many times. And David really faced a true situation where men wanted to stone him because their wives and children were kidnapped. City was burned down to the ground, and David said, oh my. But you know what he did in the next line? He encouraged himself in the Lord. There are days and seasons, my brothers and sisters, where people mean well, and thank God we need our brothers and sisters, right? But there are those times where it is you and God. But the good news with that is God's there every moment of every second where a person can't be. And David encouraged himself in the Lord, and that's what I want to talk to you about. How did he do it? How do we do it? And then I'll do that same teaching on February the 26th on the North Shore. We're blessed to use the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church over there, 1226 West Causeway Approach, 7 o'clock, same thing, men and women, all denominations, free of charge. And that'll be February the 26th. What to do when your back's up against a wall. And then, of course, in April, we have a daytime retreat at the beautiful Longview House and Gardens. I'm going to be doing a daytime retreat for women called Intimacy, Faith, and Answered Prayer. Well, continuing on, what could be an enemy of your private devotion time, your spiritual passions? We hit one. We've got eight of them. We hit one. Talked about unresolved areas of disobedience. God has spoken to your heart to do something, and you're just like, ugh, and you're sitting on it. And it's clogging your devotional time. You're trying to be very passionate about God, and yet that thing is like lingering over you. It's lingering over you for purpose. The Holy Ghost is prodding you, saying, you better get to this. I can't take you any further until you get to this. Number two, complacency. I know, I got to get up. I know I'm supposed to have devotions. I know I'm supposed to read my Bible. You know what? Something's wrong when you're thinking that way. Something's wrong. Something's gotten clogged. You've just gotten complacent, my friend. You know what you do with that? Recognize it, own it, and go to God. Say, God, I need grace to get that desire back. Right there's a great start. That means it's starting to prod you in a neat way again. You just say, God, please, I want this. Please help me. So number one, an unresolved area of disobedience. Number two, just gotten complacent. Number three, you know, you might have started well, just like we have King Asa in 2 Chronicles. Man, he started well, but he didn't finish well. He stopped doing these, what we call spiritual disciplines, the fundamentals, the getting up and going to God as you're pouring your coffee. He's the first thing on your heart. The opening that Bible, going to church, putting on your worship. All those are beautiful fundamentals, fasting, praying. It's the way of the Christian life. When those begin to slip through your fingers, you may have started well, but I'll bet you'll find, wow, I've gotten sloppy and fat. Not in a good way, fat. Not fat with the anointing fat. Fat, sluggish, and not good, slothful fat. You see what I'm saying? So you're not going to be ending well. You want to start going to God and saying, man, I just need to scrape off some of this fat in the spirit, right? All right, join me tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.